Track one row not selected.
Alright, guys. Sorry about the background stuff. I am back. And, hoo boy, we're going to do Sandcot City today. This is probably going to take a while because there's a lot of stuff here. But we're going to see how we do.
Man on one. Load game.
I'm going to load the game. If we head south. Person.
Mana Hotel.
Mana Hotel.
Xeognius is so wonderful. Xeognius be praised for allowing us to live another day on this planet.
Xeognius, huh?
Oh, I owe my life to the power of Xeognius.
So there's that person.
So, you tamer, tourist, or terrorist? In any case, you should check out the Cranville Manor. It's Sandcot's biggest attraction. The manor is owned by Scenarist Cranville and his family.
Alright. There's the transportal.
All men on one have been completely healed.
There's the bed.
Hey, big bro. I'm so happy you're doing so great on your journey.
And this is a cutscene?
I'm sure Dad's real proud of you. Speaking of Dad, he's coming back tomorrow. I can't wait to see him. He said he'd call every now and then, but he hasn't called once since he dropped me at Gran's. She said he's super busy and that I shouldn't mind that he didn't keep his promise to call me. I still kind of do anyway though. Still though, I'll see him tomorrow, so I'm super excited about that. I don't want to bother you anymore, brother, so I'll go ahead and get Gran to help me post it. Sandcot City, I think, is where we're going to send it. It should reach you there in time. If so, good luck with your third stadium battle.
Yep, third stadium battle, that's right.
I'll be watching it on the TV. Which reminds me, almost forgot. I saw your battle with the Avalith Stadium leader on TV yesterday, and you did brilliantly.
Yes, I did.
All the kisses in the world. Your little sis, Melanie.
Okay.
All.
Here's where the fun starts.
Sandcot City.
There's a person over here.
I've been training and training. Someday I'll be a real great tamer. Want to give me a challenge? Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, you asked for it. Cool kid, Gemma has Gemma sent out a Levelin.
You asked for it.
Go, Germary. So, choose him. Slam. Tidal wave. Germarine has dealt 42 damage. Full Levelin used Fang Drain. Full Levelin regained 3 hits. Choose a move. Tidal Germarine has dealt 42 damage. Full Levelin has been defeated. Germarine gained 600. Cool kid Gemma defeated. Huff. Well, at least I don't cheat. Obtain 69 gold. Ugh, how long do you spend training each day?
A few hours, actually. But I do that off of these recordings. Okay.
Man, I'm on Marketplace.
This is the Marketplace.
What do you mean I can have 5 Meganets, 17 Strong Herbs, and 88 Flyers for free? I'll sue. I should get this for free.
I'll sue.
I mean it, I will sue. I know a lot of really brilliant lawyers.
Uh-huh. This is the shopkeeper. I'm gonna leave.
17,669 gold. Sandcot City.
We have a lot of gold. Okay.
Hey, sorry man, but Scenarist is preparing for a sermon or something, I think. He'll be here later today, I imagine.
So...
Hey, he'll be...
You can't go there. Not yet. Let's go... over here.
Man, I'm on Marketplace.
Oops. North a little bit.
Spring is my favorite time of year. Feel that lovely warm air.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Cranville Dining Room. And where, may I ask, have you been? A middle-aged man asked Rena, the girl I saw near the cliffs on the beach.
And you get a cutscene. Just as a quick aside, if you come here before triggering the cutscene in the hotel by sleeping, you can walk around and you can grab all the stuff. Because I was exploring prior to recording. But anyway, let's continue.
Been out, Rena said shyly. So your mother tells me, the man said sternly. You disobeyed our instruction.
Ah, so this is her father.
In disobeying us, you have disobeyed Diognius by disobeying his divinely appointed messenger.
But...
Rena was silent. Do you think that was wise or honorable? Silence. For Diognius' sake, girl, don't sit there and look like a baby doll. Answer me when I address you, the man shouted. By the sound of it, I wouldn't have been surprised if the table the man hit had been dented. Cenarus, dear, Rena's mother said, coming into the room. Please, we have a visitor. She pointed at me. Cenarus spun around. Sorry about that, Mr. Worm. Sorry, what's your name? Cenarus asked. Chris, I said, uncertain how to respond.
Mr. Erm?
Sorry, Chris, I was just having to discipline my wayward rebel daughter, Cenarus said, smiling. You must be a tamer, yeah, he asked. Yes, I am, I replied. Then you'll be checking out my stadium soon, I'll bet, huh? Cenarus said kindly. Suppose so, I said, still a bit unnerved. Until then, would you like to come and attend a service at my mighty church of Ziognius? He asked.
Fine.
Without allowing me to respond, he added, but of course you would, silly me.
But of course you would.
Come on then, the church is just on the east side of my manor. Come on, Rena. I don't feel well, Rena said. Confound you, girl, I want you in the church of Ziognius, and that is where you are going to be.
One of those church people. Oh boy.
Rena burst into tears. No, she yelled. I won't go. Really? He asked scornfully. You're going to make a big scene in front of our guest? Cenarus asked, bewildered. She didn't respond, but a brief look of feral anger crossed her face. Fine, you stay here, but when we get back, you are in for a world of trouble, you understand me? He growled. You won't leave your room for 6 months, I swear it upon the throne of our god Ziognius. You've made your bed, now lie in it, you ungrateful child. Laughing nervously, he turned back to me. Sorry about that, he said.
This guy is a jerk.
But I have to take care of my children above all other matters. Come on and let us join in a spirit of worship before the brilliance of Ziognius.
And there's the time.
Sankots.
So, let's go to the church. Just as an aside, I am not a churchgoer, but that's completely different.
Holy Church of Ziognius. Sorry, this thing on? Cenarus asked the microphone stand. Aha, well EHM. Hello, children of Ziognius, his name be exalted. I know there are many of us, especially those from towns like Hazeldale and Cirith, who do not know about Ziognius' story, he said, looking directly at me. For the benefit of those of us here without that grand knowledge, I thought I'd talk today about the basic fundamentals of our beliefs. Some say they are the greatest legends in all of Tangeria.
And here we go.
Well, it all started millions of years ago, before humans were quite so predominant. Many different Manamon species called this planet their home, just as today. But there were three very, very special Manamon. There was the divine Tabalus, who created the entire world with all of his wonderful abilities. When he created the world, he appointed two of his finest creations to purify any shadows of evil which might manifest themselves. These Manamon were once a single species known as Verbundin. They were twins, created by the same burst of Tabalus energy. One performed his task to eliminate evil with much aptitude. The other of the twins did not even attempt to perform his task. When he discovered shadows of evil on the earth, he took them under his wing and nurtured them to great health. As each of Tabalus' twin angels followed their respective paths, they began to alter in appearance, so much so that the new species' name was adopted for each of them. The just kind god was named Ziognius. The friend of evil was named Erodium.
Ah.
Eventually Erodium had amassed such an army of dark creatures that no creature, god or otherwise, could stop him. He stormed into Tabalus' sacred chambers and demanded Tabalus vacate his throne immediately.
Sorry about the background stuff.
When Tabalus refused, he was swiftly executed.
Oh boy.
Subsequent sightings of the dethroned creator have led many scholars to believe Tabalus was merely banished, rather than executed. Erodium ruled the world for many centuries before he created the means of his own destruction. More than anything, Erodium wanted to kill his twin brother, Ziognius. Although he suspected killing Ziognius to be easier than killing Tabalus, this just wasn't so. Shadows can do nothing to a pure heart like Ziognius. Erodium's attacks, along with those of his dark army, didn't even faze Ziognius. Erodium spent an extended period of time working on a weapon which could kill his immortal brother once and for all.
Blah, blah, blah.
An accident during the testing phase of the weapon resulted in Erodium becoming critically injured. Though they tried, his dark army could not revive Erodium, so they encased him in a sacred casket of sorts. They enchanted this so-called casket with such spells so that only in an age of magical and scientific superiority would Erodium be reawakened. With the fall of the Dark King Erodium, Xeognius took his place on the throne, where he rules till this very day. With the rise of humans, Xeognius took a less active role in the affairs of our world, choosing to deal in the realm of spirituality rather than that of physicality.
Okay.
That is the brief version of our beliefs.
That's brief? Wow. Okay. What's the long version?
Thank you all for showing up, and I hope to see you here again tonight for tonight's service.
Yep, that's my Twitter, sorry.
As he finished, he was looking at me again. After the service, Cenaris approached me. Sorry, Chris, but I was wondering if you would join I and my family for dinner before you head over to the stadium to challenge me.
Fine.
I'm not sure if I started to say. Nonsense, come on and dine with my family, yeah. Right, okay. I relented easily.
Wait, so he wants me to dine with his family after I came in and saw that he was a jerk? Okay. Well, before we do that, we're going to loot the church. Yes, think what you will. But,
obtained 500 gold.
Yes, I'm stealing from a church. Yes. Okay, let's see. So we got that chest.
Chris, store the mechamic in the equipment pocket.
Get that. That is a piece of equipment.
It is a bench, commonly called a pew, which religious persons sit on during a religious gathering. Chris found a total cure forgotten on the pew. Chris, store the total...
Alright. There's that.
It cold... It cold... It is a... It... It is...
Sorry, I'm just trying to check.
It is a... It is.
Ah.
Chris found a revive. Chris. It is a bench.
Ah. If I go to. If I go to the east wall.
It is a cold. It is a cold. It cold. It is a cold. It is a cold.
Where is it? I'm just going north.
It.
Thought it was over here somewhere. Let me see. Ah.
It is a cold. Chris found some deadless dust gathered on the vent. Chris stored the deadless dust in the item.
Okay, there's that. There's more stuff here. Let's go to the pews.
It is.
Thought there was some stuff here.
It is a cold.
Just tapping enter.
Obtained 320 gold.
Okay.
Chris found a spirit staff. Chris.
There's that. And I think there's one more thing here.
Cold.
Thought there were some flyers.
Chris found a flyer. Chris stored a...
There we go. I think that's it. So quite,
18,489 gold.
Quite a lot of stuff in the church. So that's that church, which I just stole from. The non-believer that I am. Okay.
Crandall Dining Room.
Here we go.
Although it's... Chris found a skill drink lying sideways on the table. Chris stored the...
Yep. There's a skill drink on the table.
Rena's mother. Dinner will just be a few more minutes. Why don't you go check up on Rena?
I'll do that once I'm done stealing.
Do you want to play the piano? More info. No.
Okay.
Yes. No.
This is a piano that you can play.
It is a nice big piano. Do you? More. Yes.
Basically, you hit A through K for notes and W, E, T, Y, U. You can also press and hold shift, and as long as you're holding it, it will play that note. Now, I am not musically inclined, but let's see. Wait, hold on. Anyway, that's the piano. You just hit escape. You can play with that if you wish. Talk to her. I'm trying to see if there's anything else in here. Don't believe so. Okay, let's go in here.
Crandall Hall.
This is the hallway, actually.
Crandall.
If I can, I want to find the kitchen. Before I... I think it's on the other side.
Crandall Kitchen.
Here we go. Alright.
It is a sink set into a polished counter. Dirty dishes make the sink an unpleasant sight.
You gotta clean up your stuff.
The oven is piping hot. Hands off. Chris found a strong herb on the oven. I'm being very naughty taking this herb.
Yes, you are.
I'm like a kid with a cookie jar. Chris stored the strong herb in the status pocket.
So there's that.
The refrigerator is very cold and very large. Wonder what sort of yummy food is hidden in it.
Well, if you're stealing items off of things, why don't you just open the fridge? Anyway, let me see. I think if I go north...
It's a bin for throwing trash into, commonly called a trash can or garbage can. Chris found 600 gold hidden amongst the garbage.
Whew!
I'd imagine that wasn't intentionally placed in the garbage. Wonder how it got there. EWW, the smell.
Yeah, why would you throw gold away?
Hope the marketplace will still accept it.
So that's that.
Crandall Laundry Room.
Alright.
Obtain 300 gold.
Yep, along the south wall, you hit enter, there's some gold.
It is a washing machine, used to efficiently wash dirty clothes.
And if I go up...
It is a dryer. It is used to render the clothes line obsolete.
Huh.
Chris found a level up herb. Chris stored the level up.
Yep, and if you walk north along the dryer and hit enter, you'll find that.
Crandall Kitchen.
That's
Sancot City.
We should go up this way. I'm at the north wall behind the house. If I go all the way over here and start walking west, tapping enter.
Obtain 2,000 gold.
Yeah, gold. Okay, let's walk. Skip that door, that's the kitchen.
Cranville Kitchen.
Cranville Kitchen.
It's a bin for...
Oops.
Sandcock.
Actually, no, I was wrong. The door to the hallway is first.
Cranville Hall.
Okay. Now, actually... I think I missed something. Let me go back to the kitchen.
Cranville Kitchen.
Oh well.
Cranville Hall.
I thought there was some stuff hidden.
Chris found a total cure. Chris?
That's in that chest.
Cranville Living Room. The sofa is brand new and spotless. A blanket is draped across it, though it looks as if it has been misplaced, rather than purposefully placed for decoration.
Alright, this is the living room. Not much in here. If I go between these two things...
Chris found a speedy potion. Chris stored...
There's that.
On first glance, the reclining chair appears to be brand new. On closer inspection, however, the footrest is jutting out at an odd angle and will not move when the lever on the side is manipulated.
Sounds broken. Alright, let's go back.
Cranville Hall.
So as you can see...
Cranville Dining Room.
Let's see.
Chris, store the power potions in the items pile.
Yep, there's power potions right by the... exit from the dining room.
Cranville Hall.
To the hallway.
Cranville Dining.
If you just walk from west to east or east to west, hitting enter.
Cranville Kitchen.
Table. So yeah, I'm just walking around the house, stealing stuff.
Cranville Hall.
Let's go east. Let's go to the south wall.
Master bedroom.
Alright, here's the master bedroom.
All men on one have been completely healed.
Okay. Walk, 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 walk. Keep going.
Cranville bathroom. Chris found a lightning element. Chris store.
Yep, it's hidden in the southeast corner of the bathroom. Toilet.
Chris found an encounter down. Chris
got that.
Master.
I thought there was something else here.
All.
There's the bed. You know, actually...
Chris found a rare jewel. Chris stored...
There's that. That's very important.
Cranville Hall.
Okay.
Granville bathroom.
This is a bathroom. I don't think there's anything in here. It's on the east side.
Granville hall.
Okay.
Isaac's room.
Here's another room.
Isaac, my room's under renovation. I have to sleep on the sofa in the living room. I can hardly get any sleep.
All right.
Chris found a deadless dust. Chris stored.
Take that. Yeah, sorry, Isaac, but,
Chris found a mighty herb. Chris stored them.
I'm just walking around your house stealing stuff. Your father's not doing anything. Whoops. I believe that's it.
Granville Hall.
Okay. Let's walk along this wall and tap enter.
Sandhot City. Granville Hall.
Could have sworn there was something hidden here. Yeah, I cheat. I have a guide. There's a guide that someone wrote down.
Rena's room. I cannot bring myself to describe to you the scene which presented itself to me when I entered Rena's room.
Uh-oh.
Suffice it to say it involved a chair, a rope, and a young girl on the verge of doing something only very desperate people resort to.
Oh.
Rena, no! I shouted. She turned and glared at me. She was still quite a way off from executing her desperate plan. The rope was only in her hand. She jumped down, her face clenched up with rage. Leave me alone, she screamed at me. This is the only way out, I'm sure of it. Don't keep me from finding peace, don't do it. There's always another way, Rena, always, I shouted. I'll fight off you or anyone else who tries to stop me, you will be first. Lass, Rena has challenged you. Rena sent out a reef, a teddy bear, and a munter. Go, Germarine, Friggle, and Hydrobird. The reef has dealt 12 damage to Germarine. Faux teddy bear used shred. 10 damage. Faux teddy bear has dealt 10 damage. Select an action for Germarine. Choose a slam, pump, tidal wave, select faux teddy bear, faux munter. The reef. Faux teddy bear. Germarine. Germarine has dealt 57. Faux teddy bear speed was decreased by faux monster used or master. Faux monster has dealt 44 damage. Hydrobird has been defeated.
Uh-oh.
Select the man I want to use. Germarine, Friggle, Hydrobird, Lawner, Skiriel, Manja, Skiriel. Go. Select an action for Friggle. Choose tidal wave, faux teddy bear. Friggle has dealt 27. Faux teddy bear. Germarine gained 300. Friggle gained 310 X. Skiriel gained 300. Select an action for Skiriel. Choose a move. Wind. Select faux monter. Faux reef. Faux mon.
Montor.
Ooh.
Skiriel has dealt 14. Faux reef. Use bubble.
Uh-oh.
Faux reef. Select an action for Germarine. Attack. Choose a move. Tidal wave. Select the target. Faux reef. The move does not affect faux reef.
Oh crap, it's right, it's water.
Faux monter used electric shock. Critical. Faux monter has dealt 78. Select an action for Friggle. Attack. Choose guard up. Tidal wave. Splash. Electric bubble.
Oh crap.
A wall of electricity. Select an action for Skiriel. Attack. Skiriel has 4 out of inventory items. Star element. Deadless. Status. Antidote. Revive. Scorch. Skill drain. Smelling herb. 29. Strong herb. 5. Herb. Can. Select the character to. Skiriel swallow. The reef used obscure.
I gotta take this out.
The reef's evasiveness was increased by. Select an action for Germarine. Choose. Aquazap. Tidal wave. Pummel. Slam. Standard. So. Fomont. The reef. Germarine has dealt 25. Fomont are used or master. Fomonter has dealt 69 damage to Friggle. Friggle has been select Manja, Skiriel, Lawner. But go. Select an action for Skiriel. Choose a subliminal win for select Fomonter. Faureef. Skiriel has dealt 30 damage. 3E fused hydro. The attack move. Select an action for Germary. Choose a move. Slam. Select the target. Germary. Germarine has dealt 27 damage. Fomunter used Door Master.
Jeez.
Fomunter has dealt 47. Select an action for Lanner. Choose a move. Claws wide. Quake. Earth. Select the Fomunter. Lanner. Lanner has dealt 33 damage to Fomunter. Select an action for Skiriel. Choose a move. Wind for. Select the target. Fereve has 7%. Skiriel has dealt 33. Germarine gained 320. Lanner gained 300. Lanner has increased to level 21. Lanner. Skiriel gained 300. Select an action for Germarine. Choose a move. Slam. Stand. Germarine has dealt 21 damage. Fomunter used Door Master. Fomunter has dealt 40. Lanner has been defeated. Select the Manja.
Really?
What do? Go. Select an action for Skiriel. Choose a move. Wind Force. Skiriel has dealt 14. Select an action for Manja. Choose a move. Rookie Punch. Focus. Rookie Kick. Manja has dealt 6 damage. Fomunter has been defeated. Germarine gained 406 experience points.
Okay, so if I hadn't been so stupid, I could have saved a few of them, but it's alright.
Skiriel gained 400. Manja gained 400. Manja has increased to level 21. Manja now. Las Rena defeated. Everyone's against me. Obtain 253 gold. Oh, Chris, you'll never understand. She shouted. Never. I must chase after her, I thought. I know I can calm her down. I know I can.
But not yet.
All men on one have been completely healed.
Now watch this. Oh, it didn't happen. I guess you have to do it at a certain time, but if you sleep in her bed, there's a funny thing where she's like, oh, you're a pervert.
It is a cold air.
Just something kind of funny that happens, but I'm not sure how you trigger it. There's nothing else in here. Okay. Tell you what, I'm not going to do the stadium today. Well, not in this video.
Crangle.
Let's see.
Matthew's room. Chris found a soulless heartstone. Chris.
Loot.
All.
Heal.
The desk is littered with various cords and devices. A large plush figure of the man Amon Jiminer sits on one side, while several whirring boxes sit on the opposite side.
Okay. There's a transportal. If you need a transportal.
Welcome, Storm Man Amon. More cancel.
There's more stuff. I'm gonna do one more quick.
The chest is open and empty. All men on.
That's right. I am stealing from these people. Okay. So I think that's it.
Granville Hall.
Thought there was more stuff.
Granville Living Room.
Let's see. Guess not. What was that? I did find something.
Inventory. Status. Herb. 28. Strong herb. 5. Max skill drink. 2. Level up herb. 4. Total cure. 2. Mighty herb. 1. Full revive. 1. Cancel.
Ah, I think that was right.
Select an.
So there's something along this wall.
Cranville living room.
Between the.
Cranville hall.
Living room to the west and the hall. Okay. So I guess. everywhere.
Master bedroom. Cran.
Where's the door to get out of here?
Matthew's room. Crandall.
In there.
Crandall bath.
Comes the bathroom.
Isaac's room. Crandall.
Been here. Pretty sure.
The chest is open and...
Yeah, sorry guys, I'm getting kind of lost. Tell you what, let me head out this way. Wait.
Lee's room. Crandall.
I hate navigation.
Sandhot City.
Aha. Okay. We... Well, what I could have done is use the pocket copter, I think. Oh well. Go out this way.
Yet I think I saw a gal by that description heading toward the beach.
Thank you, random person.
Crandall kitchen. Set.
Whoops. Yeah, this house is huge. Walking. Here we go.
I'm too tired to train.
Yeah, there's you.
Sandcar Beach.
Alright, now I gotta find her.
Go. Chris found an antidote.
Whoa.
Chris found an antidote.
Not sure if those were there before, but there's two antidotes. That's cool. Okay, where is she? Hello? I don't want to fight right now. Come on. Check out the gold I have, though.
21,642 gold.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Where is she? Where's the factory?
May I sit here a second? I asked quietly. Yeah, sure, she replied quietly. You were wrong earlier, Rena, when you said I didn't understand. I said gently.
So you just have to walk around.
I've been observing your situation, and I do understand. Your father and mother keep you trapped, unwilling to let you take the risks which define living and life itself. You could be much more than the shadow, the shell of a human they let you be. You feel trapped, angry at the only two people who you know love you and will love you unconditionally. No doubt they have said Xiognius will punish you if you don't follow his and their strict guidelines. But I believe they will understand the error of their ways if you'll just give them time. They didn't realize they were hurting you to the extreme where you felt oblivion was preferable to living under their tyranny. So please don't jump off of those cliffs. That's what I was thinking about doing when you first spoke to me, Rina whispered. Deciding whether or not to jump to my death. Yes, I think I figured that out, I gently murmured. But you don't really know. You don't really know what it is like to live with a father who you don't love, Rina sobbed. Don't I? I asked. When I first spoke to you, it was after I just found out my own father had betrayed me to the leader of an evil organization. How's that for hating your father? She was silent for a moment. The betrayal almost cost me my life, I added. Wow, she whispered. Yeah, wow, I said. So please back away from the cliff, please. That's a good girl, just a little more please. Now, how about we head back to the manor and talk to your parents, EHH? I asked.
I think that's supposed to be eh. But it just said EHH.
All right, she said.
All right. You know what?
Pocket car. Where would you? Sandcot. Avalets. Sandcot City. Sandcot.
Ha! I'll just do that. Alright. Let's go.
My hat's gone and blown off. Now where in tarnation is it?
Right.
Cranville Dining Room. Her parents looked at me expectantly, not saying a word. I coughed a little and shuffled my feet. I then proceeded to tell them the whole story.
Here we go.
We never forced Rina to follow Xiognius, her father shouted enraged. If she wants Xiognius to be displeased with her and make her afterlife unpleasant, then that is her choice.
But, jeez.
And what about your sheltering her? I demanded. We were doing our jobs as parents, Senoris yelled. You have forced her to follow Xiognius with barely veiled threats, I shouted back. You may say it is her choice, and indeed it is, but you stigmatize the alternative to your lifestyle so much that she hasn't been able to talk to you about it. And even if she were given that opportunity, you'd probably spend the whole conversation trying to bring her in line with your opinions and less time listening to what she needs to say. You are just a meddling fool, Senoris yelled. A meddling fool who just saved your precious daughter from being food for the seagulls, I retorted. I will not be disrespected in this way, out, Senoris demanded. I didn't move. Out, he screamed so loud I felt my eardrums would burst. Senoris, maybe Rena's mother started to say, but she trailed off when Senoris gave her a fierce look. We will settle this at the stadium shortly, boy, don't you worry. Senoris spat at me. Come on if you think you are better than me, come on. But sorry if this is where your journey ends, sorry. Someone walked into the room. Hey, what the heck is going on here? A boy around my age asked. Now is not a good time, Matthew, Rena's mother said gently.
Oh, that's where Matthew is.
Go and prepare for your sixth stadium battle now, dear. Oh, right, Matthew said, disconcerted. Goodbye, Chris, Rina said. I wish you the best at the stadium.
Yeah, I'm gonna destroy him. He pisses me off.
And what about you? I asked desperately.
Churchgoer.
Just beat my dad, Rina implored. I think Mom might be able to help me more than you at this point, Chris. Just give him HL, okay?
Yeah, I will.
You got it, Rina. I'll give a bastard everything I've got, I said.
Yep. Okay.
An exit save. Game saved.
So, I'm sorry this has gone on so long. I believe we've done everything here. And when we come back, we'll go do the stadium. I may have to grind a little bit, but I'll be back. So,
Audacity.
Until next time, bye.